This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A train trestle over the Yellowstone River about 5 miles east of Reed Point between Big Timber and Billings collapsed early Saturday morning, sending a heavily loaded westbound freight train on the bridge plummeting into the Yellowstone River. At least 8 tanker cars from the Montana Rail Link train plunged into the river along with twisted railroad tracks, steel beams, and concrete from the trestle. Several of the tanker cars ruptured on impact, spilling molten sulfur and asphalt into the Yellowstone River. Sulfur is a common ingredient in detergents, fungicides, and fertilizers. It is shipped in a molten state to prevent it from crystallizing, which would make it difficult to load and unload. Several other tanker cars were also carrying toxic petroleum products, but apparently didn't spill. At least 2 tanker cars involved in the crash were carrying hydrosulfate. The amount of the contents of the burst tankers that were spilled into the river has not been determined, but the tanker cars were full. Montana Rail Link hazardous materials crews were on site Saturday afternoon assessing the damage and contamination. Heavy equipment is on site to help with cleanup at the accident site. The Yellowstone River is closed to boat traffic until the crash is cleared. On Saturday morning, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials also closed the Stillwater River from White Bird Fishing Access Site to the confluence with the Yellowstone River. From Twin Bridges Road to Buffalo Mirage FAS, the public should avoid the water due to potential contaminants. Water users downstream of the train derailment along the Yellowstone River have been told to shut off their floodgates, and public access locations along the river have been closed. Because of the high volume of water and swift current in the runoff swollen river, trapping the contaminants with a boom across the river was impossible. Water treatment plants, irrigation districts, and industrial companies are taking precautions, officials said. In Billings, Public Works Director Debbie Melling said she expected the chemicals that washed into the river would pass through Billings at about 8 o'clock p.m. Saturday. City workers tested the water upstream for the pollutants. Melling said, "We may shut down the water treatment plant briefly just to make sure whatever it is has passed us," she said. Billings has enough treated water in storage to last the city 12 to 18 hours. It's unclear what caused the bridge to collapse. The wreckage from the fallen train and bridge is so mangled, and much of it now underwater, that it will take a lengthy investigation to determine what failed. The focus now is on clearing the site. He can't yet vote or drive or buy alcohol or tobacco, but a 14-year-old California boy is the youngest graduate in the history of Santa Clara University. Next, he's off to SpaceX, where he's been hired as a software engineer. Karen Quasi, 14, graduated from college on Saturday, June 17th, with a degree in computer science and engineering. The Bay Area native says he had a fairly normal college experience despite his young age. Quasi's parents say he was speaking in full sentences at 2 years old. Not only was he seen as profoundly gifted because of a high IQ, but Quasi's emotional intelligence also far outpaced his peers. He started at Las Positas Community College when he was 9 and transferred to Santa Clara University when he was 11. Quasi said, "I went from being a third-grade mutineer to really feeling validated intellectually." By the time Quasi transferred to Santa Clara University, he had already started working with Intel Labs as the only undergraduate intern on his team. Quasi is moving to Washington State with his mom as he joins SpaceX's Starlink team as a software engineer in July. The famous Bear Cam live stream at Alaska's Katmai National Park is back for its 12th year running, live streaming the park's brown bears as they find the best salmon fishing spots in Brooks Falls, Alaska. The website explore.org partners with the National Park Service and launched the Bear Cam in 2012. The site is known for iconic images of bears positioning themselves in a shallow waterfall to catch salmon as they swim upstream. Bald eagles, gulls, and even the occasional wolf also partake in the salmon at the site. The Park Service says viewers will see more action later in July when the fish start making their upstream journeys en masse. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.